Welcome back to our Dallas County Let's Talk program, which is always brought to you by Perry Fairway, always fresh, always affordable. My name is Shaquan Nettingham, and today we are speaking with the Iowa DNR Conservation Officer for Dallas County, Dustin Amy. And Dustin, really appreciate you taking the time to join me today.
You're sure welcome, and I always enjoy coming on the show and letting our local listeners know what's going on in the natural resources side of things and keep them up to date with safety tips, licenses, and it's good to be on here, and I appreciate it as always.
Yeah, absolutely. And so, yeah, let's talk about that. I know it is spring turkey hunting season, and so maybe we'll start off with what are the public hunting areas that are good for that?
We've got quite a few here in Dallas County. In the northeast part of Dallas County, up on the Des Moines River, there's a good chunk of public land up there that is highly utilized. You know, being close to the metro area here of Des Moines, we get quite a few users out there. We also have quite a bit of public area over in the southwest and western part of Dallas County. Pleasant Creek has got a great timber. We've got some great County Conservation Board ground, Summit Hanging Rock down there, and Big Bend, and so over there by Linden, Redfield, Dexter area. They all hold good numbers of turkeys, and we're seeing some good harvest reports come from those areas as well.
Awesome. Well, thanks for going over all that. Like you said, a lot of great areas for sure. Now, talk about things that you would advise people against doing when it comes to hunting, and specifically maybe with the disposal of animals.
Sure. So, I mean, we're right in the swing of things here with the turkey season. Four season is our longest season that we offer. It goes till May 18th, so it gives a little bit of a longer opportunity for people to harvest those turkeys. Successful harvest in a turkey, obviously we need to have you have your hunting and habitat and also a license for that season. But you're not done there. If you do harvest a turkey, you still have to report it by midnight of the following day. So, and that needs to happen before the process of consumption starts, cleaning your bird. Once you get home, report that bird to the DNR. A lot of people call and ask questions like, what do I do with the carcass? We recommend, once you're done cleaning it, getting all the usable meat off of that carcass, to double bag it in a garbage bag. And you can either dispose of it in your local waste, take it to a landfill, or you can take it to a private property or somewhere where you have permission, and you can also bury that carcass as well. Now, there are some restrictions that local waste managements do put on as far as what you can and can't put in your local waste. It's a recommendation by the DNR that it goes in your local waste, but we have heard that there are some local waste management facilities that do not take carcasses. So just know your ordinances, know your laws, your rules as far as what it goes with your local waste. Some people won't take that. So you might have to take it either directly to the landfill or take it and bury it. What we don't want you doing is taking it back out and either throwing it over, say, a bridge into the creek or a public wildlife area or a parking lot or a ditch somewhere along the roads. Not only is that littering, but it is also a nuisance for other individuals that might be using that area. It might bring in some unwanted predators that are chewing on the carcasses, smell, the sight. Not everybody that uses our public areas are hunters, but we have a mixed diversity of people that like to come out, use those areas, whether they're walking their dog, hiking, mushroom hunting, bird watching, what have you. So we don't want that unsightly smell bringing that nuisance to that area and whatnot. So dispose of that carcass properly for us, and we would greatly appreciate that.
Again, we are speaking here with the Iowa DNR Conservation Officer for Dallas County, Dustin Amy. And Dustin, a lot of great tips there. And now let's kind of go, you know, to the fishing side of things and remind people to, obviously, when they go out fishing, to just be properly certified with all the licensing. You can talk a little bit about that.
There's not a better time than right now to get out and go fishing. Not only having, you know, great weather for spring, but it is also that pre-spawn or spawning of the panfish and also our bigger species is like largemouth bass. So those species, once the water's warming up, they're moving into shallower waters. So those individuals that maybe don't necessarily have, you know, that opportunity of getting out on the water in a boat can fish from shore or fish from one of our public jetties and have a lot of success. All of our licenses expired on January 10th, so you need to make sure that you are properly licensed. You can go onto our website, or you can download the Go Outdoors Iowa app, which is a free app and allows you to go in there, sign up, and purchase your licenses directly from the app. So if you were to get checked by a conservation officer, you can show them directly on the app your license, and you might not have to have that physical copy that you might buy at the store or something. It's a great tool that we have included in the past several years of getting on that app, and has a lot of great information. All the regulations are on there as far as size limit, bag limits. Certain areas require certain length limits on what you're fishing for and whatnot. So you want to be properly licensed when you're going out there. We also want to make sure that if you're choosing a certain public water to go fish, that you know the regulations, because they can vary from lake to lake or river to river on length limits and bag limits. So make sure that you're up to speed on those limits and those laws, and those can be found on our app too. But like I said, right now it's great for spring spawn. I'm seeing a lot of panfish, crappies, bluegills, even some spawning bass being caught just south of Dallas County, Badger Creek. It's a great area. Also over in Dallas County, just north of Dexter, is another great little area that we have for panfish. I've seen quite a few people catching some crappies and bluegills there. And we also offer in the metro here, Waukee area, there's 10 to 15 local ponds that are located right here in the urban area in the metro. So if you don't want to travel and you live in one of these metro areas, you can walk to them, bike to them. But we have a lot of local ponds. And one good way to find out about that is go to our website and look up Fish Local link there. There's an atlas on there, and it shows every little public pond that is available for the public to go fish. A lot of these might be in some residential areas or next to some businesses with hiking trails around them, but it does provide a great opportunity for those that are living in those urban areas as well.
Yeah, and you're like a mind reader. I was going to ask you to share some great places for people to go fish. So yeah, there you go. There's a list of them right there. So thanks for that, Dustin. And now, what are some safety tips that you can pass along about just people being out in the water in general?
People are itching to get out with this nice weather on their kayaks and canoes and boats. Already seeing quite a few boats get on the river, whether that's to be that they're just kayaking from one access to the other, or they're out there actually fishing on the boat for catfish and flatheads. The river is a great resource for catching fish. We have, you know, in the Raccoon River, it's very popular for flathead catfishing, but with that comes a lot of safety tips as well that you need to be mindful of. One thing to keep in mind is rivers are always changing. They don't always stay the same. So there's lots of debris that comes down through the rivers, whether that's logs and whatnot, or the sandbar has changed and the channel has changed. And usually it's murky water, so you can't see very far down into it, if at all. So you need to be very cautious of those logs and whatnot. A good tip, you might want to go upstream from the boat ramp. That way, if you were to get in trouble or have boat problems or something of that nature, motor problems, you can always float back down towards the ramp. You want to make sure you have a float plan in place. Let someone know, a family member or a friend, where you're going, when you plan to start, and when you plan to get back. That way, if, you know, severe weather comes in and whatnot, you can have a plan in place. You can get a hold of someone. Maybe your cell phone dies, but it is a good option. Take your cell phone, make search charge, take plenty of water. Those elements of the sun, wind, and waves, everything can dehydrate a person pretty quickly too. So, but just be mindful of the weather that's coming in. The water temperatures are still pretty cold, probably in its lower 50s yet. So if you were to capsize a boat or whatnot, you want to make sure that you have a life preserver on board. That is required on the vessels. And it wouldn't be a bad idea to just wear that life preserver when you're out on the river. River is different than maybe a lake or a pond where the water is always moving, especially this time of year. We have a fast current, so you could get into a log jam. Things come up a lot faster on you when you're moving down the river. And if the boat happens to capsize and you get in the water, you want to make sure that you have your life jacket on and you can get to shore and you can get dried off and stay warm that way.
And if people are maybe looking for a better water activity or just a safer option to do, is there something that you would suggest?
Just stick to your local lakes and ponds. The current isn't moving as fast. So river is a totally different source of activity than it is versus a lake, because the current is always moving. So if you aren't an experienced angler or boater, then I would suggest going to one of our local lakes like Badger or Beaver if you're wanting to get on your kayak or your boat to fish. It's not going to be moving that fast, and you aren't going to have as many risks as you would as on the river.
Awesome. Again, these are great tips here from the Iowa DNR Conservation Officer for Dallas County, Dustin Amy. And Dustin, thank you for going over everything. And it's always great to check in and talk with you, and we'll do it again sometime. So thanks for again for coming on our program.
Yes, I always appreciate it. If you've got a youngster that still has a youth tag, just a reminder that that youth tag is available. If they didn't fill that tag during the youth season, they can use it through any other season until they're able to fill that. So that's the most important thing, is getting that youth out there and getting them some experience.
Awesome. Again, that's all part of our Dallas County Let's Talk program, which is always brought to you by Perry Fairway. Always fresh, always affordable.